Now, I would recommend reading Ayyuha al-Walad, because he wrote that at the end of his life. It's a very important book. And this is a man who mastered all the sciences of his time. He was an engineer. He knew hendasa. He knew medicine. He had it all, really. Man was absolute one of the great human geniuses in history. So this is a man who spent his life mastering everything. And he was, of all people, he is I think, the most trustworthy in this assessment. He said, don't waste your life learning a lot of useless information. Learn Arabic grammar in what you need to understand the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Don't spend your life learning grammar. He said, it's a waste of your life. Your time is precious. And then he said, don't spend your life learning all the details and khilafat and all these things. Learn what you need to get to your Lord. And so he said, for theology, all you need is my book, Al-I'tiqad fi Al-I'tiqad. And that's the second book in the Ihya. So it's 100 pages. That's all. He said, that's all you need. You don't need any more than that. He said, don't go deep into these things. He said that don't go into jadal. Now, this is really important. I'll end with this. He said, you can benefit people as long as fanaticism hasn't got hold of them. Did you get that? Listen to this. None of this will benefit with common people if ta'asub has gotten hold of them. Fanaticism. أَمَّا الْمُبْتَدَعْ بَعْدًا يَعْلَمْ مِنَ الْجَدْرِ وَلَوْ شَيْئًا يَسِيرًا فَقَلَّ مَا يَنْفَعُ مَعُهُ الْكَلَامِ. Once a mubtadi' gets hold of dialectic argumentation, there's nothing you could do to benefit him. Even if you beat him in your argument, he won't leave his way. Why? He said, a common person, you can bring him back if you have a good argument, as long as the fanaticism hasn't got hold of him. Once it gets hold of him, فَإِذَا اشْتَدَّ تَعَصُبُهُمْ وَقَعَ الْيَأْسُ عَنْهُمْ. We have to despair from them. And then he said, إِذْ التَعَصُبُ سَبَبٌ يُرَسِّخَ الْعَقَائِدَ فِي النُّفُوسِ. Fanaticism is one of the means by which things become deeply embedded in a person's personality. وَهَذَا أَيْضًا مِنْ آفَاتْ عُلَمَاء السُّءِ. He said, this is one of the hallmarks of bad ulama. فَإِنَّهُمْ يُبَالِغُونَ فِي التَّعَصُبْ لِلْحَقِّ. They exaggerate their fanaticism for the truth. وَيَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْمُخَالِفِينَ بِعَيْنِ الْإِزْدِرَاءِ وَالْإِسْتِحْقَارِ. And they look at anybody that disagrees with them as being contemptible and low. فَيَنْبَعِثُ مِنْهُمْ الدَّوَاعِي بِالْمُكَافَأَةِ وَالْمُقَابَلَةِ وَتَتَوَفِّرُ بَوَاعِثُهُمْ عَلَى الطَّرَبِ نُصْرَةِ الْبَاطِلِ. They begin to actually support batil in this fanaticism. وَيَقْوَى غَرَضُهُمْ فِي التَّمَسُّكِ بِمَا نُسِبُوا إِلَيْهِ. And then, because they're attributed to this school or whatever they're in, he said, it becomes very strong in them. And then he says, had they come, وَلَوْ جَاءُوا مِنْ جَانِبِ اللُّطْفِ وَالرَّحْمَةِ وَنُصْحِ فِي الْخَلْوَةِ. If they came with gentleness, with kindness, with a lack of harshness, taking people privately, not saying it openly, condemning them openly, you're this and you're that, and no, just take them aside and give them good advice. He said, لَا فِي مَعْرَضَ التَّعَصُبُ وَالتَّحْقِيرُ. Not with your fanaticism and your I'm the only way, and your belittling and your contemptibility towards them, they would have been successful. Now, here's the key. All right, this is the key. Now, he's spilling a big secret right here. ولكن لما كان الجاه لا يقوم إلا بالاستتباع. When stature and prominence only comes from having a lot of followers, right? How many yao on your Twitter? Right? When he's got 2 million. Well, Lady Gaga's got 22 million. You know, it's no big deal. Right? But those people that want lots of followers, لا يستميل الأتباع مثل التعصب واللعن والشتم للخصوم. Nothing will give you followers better than being a fanatic, cursing others, attacking others. Right? That's how you get your followers. اتخذوا التعصب عادتهم وآلتهم. They took this fanaticism as their habit and their tool. وسموه ذبا عن الدين. And they called it defending the religion. ونضالا عن المسلمين. And defending the Muslims. وفيه على التحقيق هلاك الخلق. But in reality, they've destroyed the people. ورسوخ البدعة في النفوس. أما الخلافيات التي أحدثت في هذه العصارة المتأخرة وأبدع فيها من التحريرات والتصنيفات ومن المجادلات ما لم يعهد مثلها في السلف, as for all these differences that they brought forward in these later ages, and they have all these books and all these arguments and all these things that the Salaf didn't do, فَإِيَّاكَ أَنْ تَحُومَ حَوْلَهَا, woe unto you that you should start circulating around these things. وَاشْتِنِبْهَا اِشْتِنَابَ السَّمَّ الْقَاتِلِ, avoid it like you avoid deadly poison, فَإِنَّهَا الدَّاءُ الْعُضَالِ, because it's a disease that will never be cured. وَهُ الَّذِي رَدَّ الْفُقَهَا كُلُّهُمْ إِلَى طَرْبًا مُنَافِسَةِ وَمُنْبَاهَةِ. Right? Now, maybe some people will say, النَّاسُ أَعْدَاءُ مَا جَاهِدُ. Ah, people are just ignorant. They're enemies of things that they're ignorant of. Like, in other words, you're just saying this because you don't really know the situation. Like, we're defending the religion, blah, blah, blah. فَلَا تَظُنَّنَّ ذَٰلِكَ. Don't think that. فَعَلَى الْخَبِيرِ سَقَطَّ. You have found the expert. فَقْبَلْ هَذِهِ النَّصِيحَةِ. Accept this sound advice. مِمَّنْ ضَيْعَ الْعُمْرَ فِيهِ زَمَانًا. From a man who wasted a good portion of his life in this very thing I'm talking about. وَقَدْ زَادَ فِيهِ عَلَى الْأَوَّلِينَ تَصْنِيفًا وَتَحْقِيقًا وَجَدَلًا وَبَيَانًا. And I did it better than the people before me in my writing, in my rigor, in my dialectic, and in my elucidation. I mean, he's saying it right there. I was the best at this. I knew it better than anybody. So take this. ثُمَّ أَلْهَمَهُ اللَّهُ. I mean, he's talking in third person out of humility. And then God inspired him, رُشْتَهُ وَأَطْلَعُهُ عَلَى عَيْبِهِ, and showed him his own faults. فَهَجَرَهُ وَاشْتَغَلَ بِنَفْسِهِ. So he abandoned this way and he began preoccupied with his own heart. وَلَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ قَوْلُ مَنْ يَقُولُ الْفَتْوَى عِمَادُ الشَّرْعِ وَلَا تُعْرَفُ عِلَّهُ إِلَّا بِعِلْمِ الْخِلَافِ. Don't be deluded by people to say, oh, fatwa is the basis of our religion and you only know it if you know all these differences. Anyway, he goes on. But that's a really important point. He said, كُنْ مِنَ الشَّيَاطِينَ الْجِنِّ فِي أَمَانٍ. Be safe from these demons. وَاحْتَرَسْ مِنْ شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ. And guard yourself. Just shayateen al-jins are easy to handle. Mu'awidatain. He's saying, really guard yourself from the human demons. فَإِنْهُمْ أَرَاحُ شَيَاطِينَ الْجِنِ. They've given a vacation to the jinn. مِنْ التَّعْبِ فِي الْإِغْوَاءِ وَالْإِضْلَالِ. By leading people astray. They're doing a much better job at it. So, Allahu Akbar. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ وَبِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ. I mean, this is it. It's our crisis. Prophet said, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ شُحًا مُطَّعًا وَالدُّنْيَا مُؤْثَرَةً وَإِعْجَابَ كُلِّ ذِي رَأْيٍ بِرَأْيِ فَعَلَيْكَ بِخَاصَّةِ نَفْسِكَ لَا يَضُرُّكَ مَنْ ضَلَّ. If you see this world preferred over the next world, if you see people covetous and no longer generous with what God's given them, and you see every opinionated person amazed at their own opinion, it's called Twitter, folks. If you see every opinionated person amazed at their own opinion, how clever they are, how much they have to share with the world. You know, once you see that, the Prophet said, take care of your own soul. So, I say, oh, this is quietism, you're abandoning haq. Yeah, good luck. I mean, we've got majaneen out there. This is mad. The place has gone mad. It's gone mad. You can't even talk to people anymore.
وجب الشكر علينا ما دعا لله دعا